各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴又回到家中。
So happy to be home.
前几个礼拜我去了一次台湾。
A couple of weeks ago, I went to Taiwan.
邀请我去参加一个特别的聚会。
I was invited to a special event.
做两件事，一个是吴勇长老的平生影片的发布会。
To attend, one of them is a Elder Wu Yong's video publication.
Kind of movie.
A movie.
第二个就是要 commission 差遣六位宣教士到欧洲去。
And second was to commission six people to Europe.
我非常非常的感动。第二个。
And I was very moved by actually the second point. The second.
他们去 Barcelona, Spain.
They were commissioned to go to Barcelona, Spain.
我只知道 Barcelona, Spain 有个 soccer team 很棒。
The only thing I know about Barcelona is that they have a great soccer team.
但是呢，原来他们那里是全欧的唯一的华人的神学院。
But in reality, actually, in Barcelona, is the only place where there is a Chinese theological seminary in Europe.
欧华剩下 Euro-Chinese Seminary.
It's called Euro-Chinese Seminary.
他们把台湾的华神六个好老师差遣到 Barcelona 去。
And they sent six seminary professors from Taiwan to Barcelona.
我听到他们上来的报告我就很感动。
I was very moved by when they gave the report.
他说在欧洲原来有45万到50万的中国的留学生，大部分都是从中国大陆去的。
The report was that there are about 450,000 to 500,000 foreign students in Europe from China.
而且这些人大部分都没有信主。
And most of them do not believe in God.
想不到他们几年之后得到了学位回到中国的时候，他们很多人 20% 的人都信耶稣了。
But about 20% of them have become believers in Jesus.
他们就觉得这是很好的方法，我们为什么不把最好的人差遣过去，把福音传给他们？
So they thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if we sent people out to share the gospel to these foreign students?
初期的教会是把保罗、巴拉巴这个最好的人差去。
In the early church, we know that they've sent Paul and Barnabas out, and these were well-learned people.
结果这个六个人里面，四个是华神的教授，两个是讲师。
And four out of the six people were actually professors, and two of them were instructors.
很好的，他们那些人去，他们不是只留在巴塞罗那，从巴塞罗那到德国、法国、英国、比利时各国去，他从那个做一个 base， 一个基地。
So in Barcelona is just a base station. There will not only remain in Barcelona, but they will be also sent to different parts of the different countries in Europe, such as Germany, France, Italy, Sweden.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们不只是要差钱去，要把人也差去。
So we not only send money, but we need to send people.
所以他们做的事情，我很感动，很感动。
So what they are doing, I am very moved.
他们说，你看好了，这些人将来十年之后，使中国的那些人的人心都会改变。
So they said that you watch after 10 years in China, you'll see a change in man's heart in China.
好了，我想听到这儿来，我总是说，请大家为这个福音的工作，为这个非常重要事工祷告，好不好？
So I'll stop here. I encourage everyone to, if you'll pray with me, for this important ministry.
你知道吧？我们海宣就是在叫 CMO Summer Conference， 我们马上要举行，7月1号到4号。
CMO, we will be having a conference from July 1st to 4th.
那个里面请 Alex 讲员，请那个 Alhambra 的 Ben Wu 做讲员。
And we've invited our Pastor Alex and also Pastor Ben that used to go to our Hammer Church to be the speakers.
我们海宣以后的改变就是我们要跟他们合作，我们要合到欧洲去，我们要把好的人拆到欧洲去，不是只拆到这个东南亚，我们要拆到欧洲去，宣教士。
So we will partner with this ministry, the CMO organization. We will partner with this ministry and send the youngest and brightest not only to Asia but also to Europe to do this work.
去那个台湾一个礼拜，热的要死，蚊子叮的要死。
So those the time that I've been in Taiwan is it was hot and there was a lot of mosquitoes and insects.
去了一礼拜，回来两个礼拜，这个时差倒不掉。
So after going there and coming back, there's a jet lag and a time difference.
3点钟就起来了，睡不着觉。
So I would wake up at 3 a.m., not being able to fall back to
sleep. 白天就想睡觉。
But I would want to go to sleep during the daytime.
我跟我太太讲，老了，人老了，真的，这个时差要两个礼拜才倒掉。
So I say to my wife, wow, we're now getting older. It's harder for us to get rid of the jet lag.
感谢主，上礼拜就完全倒掉。
But praise God, last week we're completely back to normal.
现在我眼睛睁得大大，你们每个人脸我都看到。So
now my vision is very clear. I can see all of your faces very clearly.
好吧，我们来读两段圣经，我们开始今天的信息。So
let us read a couple of passages to begin this morning's message.
第一段在腓立比书3章13到14节。The
first one is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14.
你们没有时差，你们看得很清楚。我们一起来念，好不好？Shall we read the Chinese first, then English? Okay, 我们都要把它念下来。来，我们念，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面来的召。英文，英文。
Okay, let us read together in English, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
很好。第二段，我们在哥林多后书第5章第7到9节，从一起来中文的一起来念。 因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。我们坦然无惧，是更愿离开身体与主同住。所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜。英文。Okay,
let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 to 9. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. Let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your grace. Then the day of the Lord, we can come together and to worship You. And we praise Your name, and we have a great fellowship together.
谢谢你，你在上礼拜给这个教会有个很好的机会，我们有个退休会。And
we thank You that last week You've provided such a great retreat for this church.
刚刚我们也听到还有另外一个同工退休会的机会。And
we know that there's another chance that we'll be having another co-workers retreat.
主啊，你也让我们知道我们海轩在 University of San Diego.
And we also know that our CMO organization will also have a summer retreat down in San Diego.
不管怎么样，主啊，求主保守我们的心怀意念。
May you watch over and bless our hearts and our minds.
让我们在这个世界上不是只为自己，不是只为物质，不是为着享受而活。
So that while we're here on earth, we're not living for ourselves or our luxury and the materials that we possess.
乃是为一个很高的目标, 乃是为着你创造我们的目标而活。
But we have a higher goal, and that is the goal of what you have created us for.
就像圣经所说的，不是为自己而活，那是为我们死而复活的主而活。
So just as the Bible says, we're not living for ourselves, but we're living for the risen Christ.
谢谢你，今天我们要谈论基督徒的标杆人生是什么。
And we thank you for giving this opportunity. We will discuss what is the goal for us as Christians.
求主让我们有受教的心，有个受教的耳朵，我们谦卑自己来听这些信息。
And we pray for a teachable heart and teachable ears so that we can receive this message.
这样祷告祈求感谢，那是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们整本的圣经从头到尾都有一个很严肃、很清楚的一个信息。
And we know that from, in the whole Bible, from beginning to end, there is a very clear and very serious or solemn message.
就是人的一生不是仅仅止于此生而已。
And it is that life does not just, is not just here on earth.
我听过很多说法，人死了以后，青烟一道就不见。
I hear from a lot of people that they believe that after death, everything just ends and they just disappear.
各位弟兄们，圣经讲得很严肃，不是，我们死了以后还有神给我们准备的这个将来的这个道路。今天我就和各位一起来研究。
But that is not so. The Bible clearly teaches that there is an afterlife.
请你看哥林多后书五章一节有这样的记载。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 2.
这哥林多后书五章一节，我们原知道我们在这世上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，声响得到了从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣裳衣服一样。
For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling.
他讲到我们这些人的肉体好像一个帐篷一样。
So it talks about our physical, our flesh is just like a tent.
这个是一个世上人可以搭起来又可以拆毁的帐篷。
And this is a tent that can be put up and it could be tore down.
这个保罗的举例，每一个以色列人都知道，因为他们的祖先40年在旷野里面晚上住的，白天住的是什么？帐篷。
So Paul's example here to the Israelites they are very familiar with is that their ancestors were in the wilderness and they're tore down and built up these tents in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以他说你们只是暂时住在这帐篷。各位弟兄们，我们的身体很脆弱，很脆弱。
So you are only temporarily living in this tent. We all know that our flesh and our body is very weak and fragile.
所以终于有一天我们的心脏跳动停止了，我们的肉体的生命就结束了。
So one day our heartbeat will stop and then our life on this earth will end.
圣经说这就是地上的帐篷要被拆毁。
So this is what it means in the Bible that says the tent will be tore down.
但是各位弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，你若心里相信，口里承认主耶稣是你的救主是主的话，你的方是不一样的。
But it will be different for you if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
这个圣经里面好多处讲到一个人肉体生命结束会我们就被这些相信的人被立刻带到天上和主耶稣永远在一起。
The Bible tells us that those that believe in him, will one day be brought up with him when he returns.
圣经讲得好清楚，这个人就住进那神手所造，不是人手所造，天上永存的房屋。他用三个形容词去讲这个天上的事情。
And he here explains that how it will be when we go up to heaven to live in a building built by God.
死亡不能限制这个人的生命。
A physical death cannot restrict or end a person's eternal existence.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，换到下面一张。像各位弟兄，人的一生绝对不是仅仅限于此生而已。
So, a person's life is not limited to just the time that is here on earth.
这一生不过是一个巨大的冰山露在水面上那个小小的一角而已。
So the life here on earth is like a iceberg. When you look at the iceberg, it's just only the tip of the iceberg.
下面看不见那个在水底下的那个冰山，那才是永恒的全部。
You cannot see what's underneath the waters. There's a huge part of the iceberg that you cannot see, but that is what is eternity.
我现在用三个属灵长者他们智慧的言语和各位来讲这个问题。
And I'll use three famous theologians quotes to explain my point.
第一个就是在二十世纪的 C.S. Lewis， 我们中文叫卢易斯。
And the first one is from the 20th century British theologian C.S. Lewis.
他说了一句很有智慧的话。
And he said something of wisdom.
他说我们每个人在母腹里面所度的这个怀胎九月。并不是一个很漫长、辛苦、没有意义的等待。
And he said the pregnancy period when the babe is in the womb for 9 months is not just a arduous and hard waiting period for the parents.
那乃是一个要一个独立自主的生命做好最好的准备。
But it is in preparation for the birth and the development of an independent and healthy life.
这里很多妈妈们，刚母亲节才过去。
So there's a lot of mothers in our midst. We know that Mother's Day just passed.
母亲怀胎九月，相当辛苦。
And it's very hard for the mother during the 9 months of
pregnancy. 可是不是无意义的，而是她长大了。他一个手指一个手指一个脚一个脚慢慢慢长出来的长成了。
But it is not without purpose. Slowly, the embryo will develop and develop fingers and hands and the brain.
所以 C.S. Lewis 说，同样的，不管你在世上活了多少年。
So similarly, what C.S. Lewis is here is no matter how many years you live on this earth.
都是为了将来到天上去，那个你得了救恩以后要长成的生命做准备。
But it is in preparation for you once for your spiritual life as you prepare to enter into heaven.
第二个人是美国一个神所重用的老仆人，Reverend Billy Graham.
The second person is Reverend Billy Graham.
Billy Graham 写了一本书《The Journey》，中文翻译作《人生旅程》。
And he wrote a book called The Journey.
他说一个人啊，一生的生命就像一个旅客在旅行一样。
And in that book, he mentioned that a man's life is like a journey for a traveler.
终有一天，这个人的生命要到达他的目的地。
And one day, this person will reach his destination.
Billy Graham 说，请问你朋友。你的目的地是在地上呢，还是地下呢，还是在天上
？So Billy Graham asked this question. Well, is your destination here on earth, or is it up in heaven?
我们现在要好好的规划它。
So we need to organize our.
我们要在世上找到一条通天之路。
So we need to find a path that leads us up into heaven.
他用一句话。他说：“耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到天上去。这不是通天之路吗
？”And we know that the Bible here says that Jesus is the way and the life, the way and the truth, the life and the truth and the life. And no one goes to the Father except through me. Isn't that the path into heaven?
我看了 Billy Graham 这本书以后，我很高兴这句话：“通天之路 ，the pathway to heaven。”他用这个字 pathway to heaven, 通天之路。
And Billy Graham uses this term, the pathway into heaven.
然后第三个人要讲的 the Campus Crusade for Christ 的创办人白利德牧师 Reverend Bill Bright.
And the third person is Reverend Bill Bright, who is the founder of Campus Crusade.
他写了一本书 The Journey Home, 加了个 home, 中文翻译是回家的路程。
And he wrote a book called The Journey Home.
他写得更清楚。
And he said even more clearly,
他说我们的确在这个世上活得像个旅客。
And he says, indeed, when we live on this earth, we are like a traveler.
我们这个世界只是我们休息的地方，是我们学习的地方。
And this place that we are traveling in here on earth is a place of a resting place and a place for us to learn.
但是记得，这不是我们常住之家。
But this is not our permanent home.
这只是我们寄居之地。
This is just a temporary resting place.
在圣经里面讲的亚伯拉罕。 他知道他是这是寄居之地，在希伯来书里面讲的，我们在世上只是寄居的客旅。
Just like Abraham, he was a sojourner, not in a foreign land. And in the book of Hebrews, it says that we are sojourners.
这个 Bill Bright, 他这个老先生，他就讲，他说我们在这个地上只是过旅的过客。
And Reverend Billy Bright in his book says that we here on this earth, we are just as a sojourner or a traveler.
为什么花这么多功夫去买房子，买一个不够，也买两个，两个不够，三个不够，房子越搞越漂亮，车子越来越漂亮，我们在那干什么啊？
Why would you spend so much time here temporarily investing and building your wealth by purchasing one home, two homes, three homes, or many cars for what?
请问你，我前几个礼拜去台湾，难道去台湾赶快去买房子，买一个不够，买两个不够，买三个不够？那个只是我暂居之地，我要回美国的。Just
like when I went to Taiwan for traveling, would I buy a house or a car? That's just my temporary place. I'm still going to go home to America.
实在，我们的盼望不是在这个世界。
Indeed, our hope is not here on this earth.
就是有一天我们能够真正的回到天家去。
It is that one day we will go home up into heaven.
那个是我们永远居住的地方。
And that is our permanent dwelling place.
我们和主耶稣永远在一起。
And we will be with our Lord Jesus forever.
各位弟兄们，我讲了三个人的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm talking about, I shared three people's words.
其实就是一个目的。
But in reality, just one goal.
就是我们的生命只是一个旅程。
Now our life is just a journey.
一个旅程，但是要有方向，要有目的，到底我们什么时候抵达我们的目的？
But all journeys have a direction and a final destination.
对我们基督徒而言，我们一定要搞清楚这个目的是目标是在哪里。
So for us as Christians, we need to be clear. Where is our destination? What is our goal?
各位弟兄们，如果我们的人生有了一个远大的目标和方向的时候，
Dear brothers and sisters, when our life has a goal and a destination,
我们的心里就产生一股热情，一股冲劲儿。
Then our hearts would be zealous, and we would have a passion.
他会鼓励我们去遇到困难不气馁。 遇到缺乏不灰心，遇到打击而不会被打倒。
So that would encourage us when we face challenges and when we are discouraged, we will not be knocked down.
保罗书信里面讲，我几次被人家鞭打，我几次沉船，我几次做这个做那个，你们听过吗？ 他说他不气馁。
Haven't you heard of Paul's life that he was beaten, he was shipwrecked, he was stoned, but he was never discouraged or brought down.
而且保罗讲了一句很有名的话。
And Paul also said something very
在哥林多后书12章第9节。
In Corinthians chapter 12,
Verse 9. 神对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力辅庇我。Second
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
各位，原来他写这话不是他没有经过打击，没有经过困难。
Dear brothers and sisters, Paul wrote this is not because he didn't experience hardships or challenges.
他经过打击, 碰到困难，碰到缺乏。
He experienced lack, he experienced hardships, and he experienced persecution.
他主要的就是里面晓得这是神的恩典，神和我同在，我怕什么呢？
But he knows that I have the grace of God, and I have God with, God is with me. What do I need to fear?
所以他写出来被圣灵感动的这几句话。
So he was inspired by the Spirit to write these words down.
这里很多基督徒都喜欢这句话。
A lot of Christians in here love these words.
他的恩典够我用的。
His grace is sufficient for me.
他在我的软弱上显得完全。
In my weakness, he is made perfect.
我喜欢夸自己的软弱。
I like to boast about my weakness.
因为什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强了。
Because whenever I am weak, you are made strong.
因为他的能力抚庇我。
Because his strength covers me.
感谢主，感谢主。
Praise be to God.
在2002年的时候，加州呈现的马鞍峰教会 Saddleback Church 的主任牧师 Reverend Rick Warren。
In 2002, there was a pastor from Saddleback Church, Rick Warren.
他写了本书，我们都知道 Purpose Driven Life, 中国人说标杆人生。
And he wrote a famous book called The Purpose Driven Life.
2002年出来以后就变成全美国畅销的书。
And in 2002, once that book was published, it became an instant bestseller.
2005年的时候就翻译作七国的文字。
And in 2005, it was translated into seven languages.
在这个序言里面，他讲了一句话，我非常的感动。
And in that book, he said something that I was really moved by.
他说人生的悲剧不是死亡，不是死亡。
And he said the tragedy of a person's life is not death.
人生的悲剧是活着没有方向，活着没有目的，活着不知道为什么而活。
And the tragedy of one's life is that you have no direction, no destination, or no goal. You don't know what the purpose of your life is.
在这儿，很多人，他们说神啊，我前面侍奉的方向，侍奉的目的，求你向我显明。
So here, many people can ask God to reveal what my goal and destination is.
我1993年的时候 ，heart attack.
In 1993, I had a heart attack.
我那时候还做的。中学的老师做了好几件。
And during that time, I was passionate and energetic as a high school teacher.
结果神就对我讲话。
Then God spoke to me.
说孩子，你去年不是答应我要做神的传道人吗？怎么全忘掉了？
And he said to me, child, did you forget that last year you promised me that you would be a full-time minister?
我面临的死亡和好好的活着有方向，我就说神啊，我愿意把一切都丢下去读神学院。
And after facing death, I've decided to commit myself and go to attend seminary.
我说神啊，我已经53岁了，你还要我吗？
And I said to God, I'm already 53 years old. Do you still want me?
各位弟兄，我54岁开始读神学。
Dear brothers and sisters, I started studying in seminary at 53 years old.
60岁整才毕业。
And I finished and graduated when I was 60.
我那时候毕业的时候，一则以喜，一则以惧啊。一方面，哈，终于毕业了，读了有六年。
So after 6 years, I was very glad that I finally have graduated.
一则以惧，哪个教会要个60岁的老头啊？
But then what church would want a 60-year-old old man?
谢谢你，我们的两位长老还七十几岁的老头还请来带你给你们讲道。
Well, want to thank our pastors that you're still willing to invite this 70-year-old to preach.
我向神说神啊，为什么年轻的时候不用我，到60岁以后才用我？
So I asked God, how come you didn't use me when I was younger, but now that I'm 70 or 60?
神说你在六十岁之前太烂了，太不好了。
Because God said before that you were 60 years old, you suck.
Very good. You suck. 各位弟兄姊妹，现在我不 suck 了。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't suck now.
因为我知道神的恩典是够我用的。
Because I know that grace is God's grace is sufficient.
我每天起来的时候和神相有很好的交通。
And every morning I wake up and I have great communion and conversation with God.
这篇道我都讲过两遍了。
Actually, this message I've already gave twice.
我今天早上一早起来说神啊，让我重新准备一下。
So this morning I said, God, let me prepare this message again.
让你的灵再次叫我重新得力。
May your spirit once again give me strength.
让我还有这个热情，能够把这篇道里面的意思讲出来。
So that I will still have the passion, the zeal to bring out the meaning of this message.
所以刚刚 Rick Warren 讲的话很对，人生最大的悲剧不是死亡，人生最大的悲剧是活着没有方向，没有目的，不知道为什么而活。
So what Rick Warren said is true. The biggest tragedy in life is not death, but the biggest tragedy is that a life that is lived without meaning, purpose, and no goal.
各位弟兄姐妹，的确如此，人生一生不过80岁、90岁，就算你活100岁、150岁，哎，没有，100多岁就好了。
You know, yeah, actually, life lived on this earth, whether if it's to 70, 80 years or over 100 years.
转眼这个人生就要过去。
In a blink of an eye, life will be over.
到底在我们这短短的一生中，我们活着的目标，活着的方向是什么呢？
Now, during this time here, as you're living on earth, what is our goal and our destination?
我们好好的来思想这个问题。
Let us think about this question.
感谢主，圣经中给我们四个答案。
We thank God that the Bible gives us four answers.
今天我把这四个答案讲完了就阿门了，是吧？
So this morning, after speaking of these four, discussing four answers, then amen.
第一个人生的目标是什么呢？是要得神的奖赏。
What is our first goal in our goal in life is to receive the reward of God.
我们刚刚开始念的腓立比书三章十三到十四节。
We've just read from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14.
弟兄们，我们不是自己已经得着了，我就是有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，就是向着标杆，就是专心一致的去向着一个方向之走去。
It says, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead,Press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And that goal, straining forward to receive the goal.
为什么要向着标杆直跑呢？
Now, why do I run and strive for that goal?
是为要得着神在耶稣基督从上面召我来的奖赏。
So that I can receive that prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
圣经中有三个地方讲到奖赏，我就把它讲出来。
And in the Bible, there's three places where it talks about the reward.
在雅各书第一章十二节，奖赏我们将来得的奖赏是生命的冠冕。
In James chapter 1, verse 12, one of the rewards is the crown of life.
第二个，彼得前书一章七节，奖赏是主耶稣再现的时候，我们得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
And second place is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. It says that the reward is the praise and glory and honor from the Lord.
第三个地方，从四福音中好几次讲到，我们将来有一天归回天家的时候，我们的主对我们说，你这良善忠心的仆人，起来和你的主人一起享受主人的快乐。
And also in the Gospels, it says when we return home in heaven,The Lord will call us good and faithful servant and enter into your master's joy.
换言之，我们将来都有奖赏准备给我们准备好。
So here we see that in the future we will there will be a reward for us.
不管是生命的冠冕也好，不管是得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵也好，不管是我们是良善忠心的仆人也好。
So whether if it's the crown of life or the praise and glory and honor from our God or Our Lord saying to us, a good and faithful servant.
第二个我们的人生的目标是神的喜悦，是神的喜悦，讨神的喜悦。
And another goal, in life is to please God.
我们在哥林多后书五章九节，无论住在身内或者离开身外，都立定了心志，凡事要朝主的喜悦而行。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, And whether we are in or away from the body, we make it our aim to please Him.
而且保罗在腓立比书 1章20节说，照着我所切慕，我所盼望的，没有一件事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And also, Paul in Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, he says, And it is in my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death.
这个话多么响当当，多么有信心啊。
These words have such confidence and power.
一个是得神的奖赏，一个是讨神的喜悦。
One is receiving the reward, and another is receiving the praise and glory from God.
第三个我们人生的目标是什么？
And what is the third goal of our life?
也不是享乐，也不是平安无事，是属天品格要在我们身上塑造起来。
It is not for pleasure or for a peaceful existence, but it is for the shaping of our heavenly character.
不是塑造像随随便便的，而是我们要塑造像神的儿子耶稣基督一样。
And we do not say that flippantly, but it is to shape our character to be like the Lord Jesus.
很多人喜欢罗马书第八章二十九节。
A lot of people like Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
罗马书八章二十九节，他说到我们因为我们预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子耶稣基督的模样。
It says, For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
另外一个地方，在腓立比书二章十三节，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Also in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
是的，如果我们甘心乐意的让神的灵在我们心里运行和做工的话，
If we are willing to allow God's Spirit to work in our life,
我们就会被神慢慢的塑造，慢慢的修理，慢慢的管理。
Then we will be slowly molded and shaped and pruned by our Lord.
逐渐我们的神的生命在我们里面生长。
So that our spiritual life may grow.
像耶稣基督的生命一样。
Just to be like the life of Jesus.
我们的生命越来越减少。
So that our life will diminish.
记得这句话吗？在约翰福音第三章最后一节，他告诉我们，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Do you remember in the Gospel of John, it says that may I decrease and he increase?
是这样子，神的生命越来越在我们身体更多，我们自己越来越少。
Christ's life in us becomes more and more and increase, and we ourselves will decrease.
最后我来讲人生终极的目标。
But lastly, I want to talk about the ultimate goal in our life.
不是第一，第一我们刚刚讲的是得神的奖赏，也不是第二，第二是得到神的喜悦，也不是第三是属灵品格的塑造，像耶稣基督一样。
It is not just goal number one to receive the reward from God, or just number two, receiving praise and glory and honor from Lord, or just number three, having the Lord tell us that we are good and faithful servants.
好吧，我们来读一节圣经。
Let us read from a passage.
在提摩太前书六章十九节。
From 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19.
提摩太前书六章十九节，我来念一下。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 19.
六章十九节，为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们能够吃尽那真正的生命。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 19 says, Thus, storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life.
换句话说，我们向着标杆直跑，得到各种奖赏是好的。
In other words, when we are racing toward that goal and we receive these rewards, it's good.
我们行事为人，讨神的喜悦也是好的。
And we live a life that is pleasing to God, that is also good.
然后神的灵把我们塑造成他儿子的品格也是好的。
And the Spirit of God molding us and shaping us to the image of His Son is also good.
这三样事情只是有个目的。
These three things have an ultimate goal.
叫我们在世上积成一个美好的根基。
So that while we're here on heaven, we can build a good foundation.
叫我们能够持定真正的生命。
So that we can experience and live a true life.
这个 true life 在圣经里面就一次出现，就在这里出现。
And true life only appears once in the Bible, and that is here in 1 Timothy.
换言之，我们现在这肉体生命就不是 true life。
So in other words, here living in this flesh is not really true life.
那个 born again, 那个永生的生命，那个重生的生命才是 true life.
The born again life that we receive in Christ, that is true life.
所以这些东西是好的，但是我们有个目标，要积成美好的根基，预备将来我们去天上。
So then all these things are good, but ultimate goal is to store up the treasure and build a good foundation to prepare for us in the future.
你记得我一开始讲 C.S. Lewis 讲，我们母亲怀胎九月，那个不是无意义的生命，乃是有准备一个独立自主生命的一个长成。记得我讲的话吗？
Do you remember I previously mentioned what C.S. Lewis has said that the pregnancy period is not just a meaningful waiting period, but it's in preparation for a new, healthy, and independent life.
其实我们每个人在这个世上所作所为都要准备将来去天上。
So in the same way, what we do, how we live our life here on earth is in preparation for us when we reach heaven.
又回到我刚刚讲，我们在世上不过是个客旅，是个旅客。
And coming back to what I talked about, that while we're here on earth, we are but a traveler or a sojourner.
将来我们要去到我们的目的地。
In the future, we will reach our destination.
各位弟兄们，我不敢说我们的属灵生命像主耶稣基督的儿子的生命一样。
No, I can't say that we are fully like the image of our Lord, God's Son Jesus.
像主耶稣基督的一点点已经不错了。
To be just a little bit like our Lord Jesus would be good already.
其实我们把一切的准备要准备到天上去。
But everything that we prepare for here is so that we are prepared to go up to heaven.
我告诉你，我每年去中国两次。
I'll tell you that each year I go to China twice.
去台湾两次。
And I go to Taiwan twice.
中国是我长大的生长的地方，我有很深的情结。
And China is the place where I grew up, so I'm deeply connected to China.
台湾是我长大的地方，台湾是我长大。
Taiwan is the place where I grew up.
所以两边，中国我去那边做工作，到台湾去找东西吃。
So I work in China, but when I go to Taiwan, I find things to eat.
但是感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，我最高兴的地方是我坐飞机飞回 California 的时候。
But praise be to God that I'm most joyful is when I'm on the plane coming back home.
为什么？
Why is that?
我回家了。
Because I'm going home.
各位弟兄姊妹，有一天你要回到家，回家去。
Dear brothers and sisters, one day you will return home.
我听说有个非洲来的宣教士从非洲回到美国来了。
I heard of a pastor that, or a missionary that was in Africa, and he's returning home to the States.
他一回来坐了个船回到美国，从纽约上岸，哈，怎么这么多人欢迎我啊？
And he returned home by ship, and he, as he arrived in the harbor, he realized he questioned why are there so many people welcoming back.
奇怪，原来欢迎另外一个外交家，很有名的外交家。
But actually, in reality, all these people are here not welcoming him home, but welcoming another person. So he thought that they were all welcoming him.
And
he goes home and he consoles with his wife and he says, wow, I'm so sad that once I arrived, nobody welcomed me home, but everybody was welcoming this other person.
Then
his wife says one thing.
老公啊，你还没有回家啊。
So he says to her husband, that's because you have not arrived home yet.
你家在那边啊。Because
your home is up in heaven.
你将来回家的时候，你看到天使天君主耶稣基督欢迎你回来。 忠心良善的仆人，你来和我们享受你主人的快乐。When
you arrive home up in heaven, you will see the angels and our Lord Jesus welcome you home, and He will say, "A good and faithful servant."
各位弟兄姐妹，我们将来每个人都要回家。Dear
brothers and sisters, one day we will all return home.
但是你在这世上要预备好自己美好的根基，持定真正的生命，才能够有一天去见我们的主啊。But
here on earth, you need to prepare and store up treasure and build a good foundation so that you can have this true life so that one day you can face our Lord Jesus.
所以让我重述这里，神要我们每一个基督徒记得我们。 在世上只是一个旅程。So
again, I don't want to repeat. God wants us to remember that our life here is just a journey.
好在我们将来到天家的时候，你的根基已经打好。So
that one day when we return home up into heaven, our foundation is built.
你带着你永远的生命而去天上。And
you carry with yourself this eternal life up into heaven.
各位弟兄姊妹，这是就是我们人生终极的标杆。And
that is our life's ultimate goal.
最后我来个结论。Last,
I want to conclude.
一二三，我们刚刚讲的是三个标杆。And
when we talked about those three, goals 1, 2, and 3.
我讲了半天，你还记得吗？
I talked about it for a long time. Do you still remember?
我做高中老师，最后来问问。
I'm the high school teacher. I'd like to ask you.
第一个标杆是什么?
What is the first goal?
叫得神的奖赏.
To receive the reward from God.
第二个标杆是什么?
What is the second goal?
讨神的喜悦.
To please God.
第三个标杆是什么?
What is the third?
要建造我们的品格，像他儿子耶稣基督一样。
To conform into the image of his son, to build his character. But those are not the ultimate goal.
终极的目标是什么?
What is the ultimate goal?
是在我们地上要集成美好的根基，持定生命，好将来到天上去。
The ultimate goal here on earth is to store up treasure as a good foundation for the future to take hold of that which is true life so that we can face our Lord Jesus up into heaven.
圣经中在讲到世上我们品格的塑造有三点，我不知道这里有没有，这里有三点。And
in the Bible it talks about three ways where we can shape our heavenly character.
一个是修剪，一个是管教，一个是塑造。
First one is being pruned, the second one is disciplined, and then the third is to be shaped.
圣经说一个葡萄树要修剪，不结果子它剪掉，结果子它要修剪它，为了要让它结果子更多，听过没有？
So have you heard that in the Bible it talks about the grapevines that needs to, in order to bear more fruit, it needs to be pruned.
在希伯来书讲到，神要管教我们，他爱的人他在管教，不爱的人他不管教。In
the book of Hebrews, it says those that God loves, He disciplines.
他在第四章里面讲到，我们管教要让我们生命更丰盛。
And he talks about that he disciplines us so that we can have a more abundant, fruitful life.
在耶利米书里面讲到神像个泥匠一样要塑造我们。
耶利米。
Jeremiah.
In Jeremiah, it talks about that God wants to shape us like clay.
Mold
and shape us like
clay. 所以他说你看他要把它变成一个他让我们变成他神儿子的样式。内内外外生命生活都像基督一样。
It says that we want to be molded and shaped, in order to have the likeness of the Son of God inside and out.
记得吗？圣经说，你们要行事为人，要和里面蒙召的恩相称。记得吧
？In the Bible, as remember, it says that
whatever you're doing, your acting has to be matched with what with the grace that God gave.God grace. 就是一定要相称的，相称，内外都要相称。
So it needs to match the inside and the out.
所以我们不在乎他为什么要把我们剪，我们不是已经结果子了吗？还要修剪我，要让你结果子更多。
So if I'm already bearing fruit, why do I need to be pruned and disciplined? But it is so that I can bear more fruit.
这圣经里面，请你们看，约翰福音十五章第一节、第二节、第五节、第八节。
Let us take a look at John chapter 15, verse 1 to 2, and then also verse 5 and 8, 8 and then 5.
十五章的第一节和第二节里面讲到，我们使我们枝子结果子更多。
So in chapter 5, verse 1 to 2, it talks about bearing up, being pruned so that it bears more fruit.
第八节说，你们若结更多结果子，我父就得到荣耀，人家也认出你们是基督徒了。你们看到这句话？
Then you can see in verse 8, it says that the Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, and so that you can prove to be my disciples.
所以我常常想，哎呀，神啊，你要让我结果子更多，结果子更多，怎么结果子啊？
So often I ask God, like, I need to bear fruit, but how do I bear more fruit?
请你看第五节，每个人看第五节，那是一个秘诀，让我们结果子更多。
Let us take a look at verse 5. It tells us how to bear fruit.
他说，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们什么都不能做，听没有？
Says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以你在我里面，我在你里面，这个生命就交流。
So it says that if we're in Christ and Christ is in us, then we have a flowing of life.
我们是从生命的源头得到的营养，得到的能力，这个人就多结果子。
So we will receive the nutrients from the source of life.
我请问你，这里教主日学的，在教会带领的，有时候说，哎呀，我不知道要教什么。
So,
你没有营养啊，对不起啊。你能力不够啊。
So those of us that are teaching children's worship or Sunday school, sometimes you may ask, like, what am I going to teach? Is it because you are lacking the nutrient that comes from the source of life?
所以你藏在主里面，主藏在你里面，这是生命源头交流的最主要的秘诀。
So that is the recipe for having the nutrients that come from the source of life is when you abide in Christ and Christ abiding in you, then you would have this a flow of life.
这就是基督徒为什么每天除了祷告之外要花时间读经的原因。
So that is the reason why a Christian needs to spend the time daily to pray and to read God's word.
叫这个人天天和神连接在一起。
So that they can be connected with God daily.
他的生命就逐渐的成长了。
So that his spiritual life will continue to grow.
我有没有在里面讲过一个故事关于 Jeremy Lin 的故事啊？
Have I ever shared with you a story about Jeremy Lin?
讲过了，你就容许我再讲一遍。
If you've heard it, just allow me to say it one more time.
啊，我很喜欢看篮球。
I love watching basketball.
今天下午5点钟很大的雪。
There's a big game this Friday. I mean tonight at 5.
可惜我和我的女婿喜欢的队不一样。
It's too bad that I cheer a different team from my son-in-law.
没关系，这只是一个游戏，这。But
it's okay. It's just a game.
弟兄弟 ，Jeremy Lin， 我很喜欢他。
Dear brothers and sisters, I really love Jeremy Lin.
因为 NBA 的球员连高中都不毕业就来打球了。
Because there's a lot of players in the NBA that have come into the league without right after high school, without going to college.
Like Kobe Bryant.
Like Kobe Bryant.
但是，请你看我们这个 Jeremy Lin， 他不但是中国的孩子，他而且毕业的什么学校？ Harvard University.
But when you look at Jeremy Lin, he not only is Chinese, but he also attended Harvard.
实在是不错的.
Indeed, he's well accomplished.
And 我很喜欢看他运球，他的运球好漂亮.
I really like the way he dribbles and handles the ball.
2010年, 他 Lakers 把他吹过来一年.
In year 2010, he was traded to the Lakers.
他先在 New York Knicks 打到 Houston Rockets， 然后把他吹过来。
He first started New York Knicks, and then he was traded to Houston, and then Houston to Lakers.
所以人家问他 Jeremy， 这个LA Times 的 sports 那个 news reporter 说，你怎么会打球打这么好啊？
So the reporter from LA Times interviewed him once and asked him, why are you so good at basketball?
你是不是很会秀球啊？你很会得分呐。
Is it because of your shooting?
No, no, no.
Scoring? And he says, no.
他说我告诉你一句话。
And he said to him, let me tell you.
打篮球一定要基本动作很好, fundamentals.
Playing basketball, you really need to have good fundamentals.
他说要把那个球运到什么人投不了你的球。
So you have to handle the ball in a way where nobody can steal the ball away from you.
你要把那球丢到 pass 到一个 open man， 他很 easily score.
And you have to pass the ball that is to the person that is open so that he can score easily.
但是你在运球的时候，两个人、三个人都要抢你的时候，那个人就 open 了，你就给他。
So when you are dribbling and then you are double or triple teamed, there must be another open man that you can pass to.
记者说这不容易吧？你要运球，还要看人的空档啊。So
the reporter said, "Well, that must be difficult. You not only have to concentrate on dribbling, but also be aware of the open man."
他说这就是好球员和坏球员的分别。
Well, he said that is the difference between a good player and a bad player.
哎，我听了以后，我就觉得他讲的很对。
After hearing that, I said, wow, that's a really correct statement.
台湾的基督徒基督教论坛报就写把他这话quote一下。
So in the Chinese newspaper in Taiwan, quoted him.
他说基督徒的基本动作是什么?
What is a Christian's fundamental?
就是读经，就是祷告。
That is to read God's word and to pray.
那个义人昼夜思想耶和华的律法，他就有福。他像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时收结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都是你。对不起啊，我讲念的诗篇第一篇。
So a person that meditates upon God's word day and night is like a tree that's planted by the stream that gets nourished by the water.
感谢主。 一个基督徒不读经、不祷告的话，那你就是坏的球员。So
if a Christian that does not perform the fundamentals of reading God's word and praying, then you are just like a bad ball player.
基督徒好好的读经、好好祷告，将来你是好的球员。If
a Christian that builds up his fundamentals in praying and reading God's word daily. Will become a good ball player.
这个人就自然的多结果子。
Then very naturally he will bear much fruit.
这个人凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Then this person will succeed and be successful in everything that he does.
感谢主，地上的生命要慢慢的丰盛。
The life here on earth will become fruitful.
神必兴旺，我必衰微。
So God may increase and I must decrease.
我们就提成了美好的根基。
Then we will have built a good foundation.
我们就持定了真正的生命。
Then we will have lived the true life.
我们就带着这个丰盛的生命 将来到天上去。
And we will bring with us this true life up into heaven.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你的话语真是安定在天。
Your words are established up into heaven.
你再次的提醒我们不要看重地上那些生活里面和享受。
You remind us not to focus upon the luxury and the materials on this earth.
就像摩西所说的一样。
Just as Moses has said,
我们的一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可以到80岁。但其中所盈夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便如飞而去了。Just
as Moses has said that a life is but 7 years if healthy and strong, but 80. But all this is useless.
但愿我们今天在这世上能够把我们持定真正的生命。
But we pray that on this earth we can establish a good foundation and live the true life.
And
we pray that we can bear much fruit for you.
你在我们里面,
so that I may abide in you and that you may abide in us.
我们也喜爱读圣经祷告,
that we would have a desire to pray and to read your word.
我们基本动作越来越好,
so that our fundamentals would be better and better.
人家也看到我们的好行为, 便把荣耀归给天上的父神。
So that when others see our good behavior and the way that we live our life, they may praise and glorify God.
谢谢你今天把这些话语赐给我们众人。
And we thank you for giving us your word to
再次勉励我们,
us, to encourage us.
再次让我们看到你话语中的奇妙。
And that we can see that your word is amazing.
我们这样祷告祈求和感谢, 乃是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.